In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
New data on consumer spending over the holiday shopping season.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. The holidays can cause financial stress and often put consumers into debt. Joining us with the results of a national survey on what lies behind this debt is Sandra Bernardo. She's the Consumer Education Manager at Experian. Sandra, failing to budget properly seems to be a big part of this problem.
Yes, this actually was the main reason why the holiday shopping season causes financial stress for many consumers. Most don't create a budget, and they also don't plan for unexpected expenses. And the inability to cover extra expenses is what ends up putting many over the edge into debt.
What are some of the top unexpected holiday expenses?
Some of those were simple things like postage costs, shipping and delivery costs for gifts, even baking and cooking supplies. Some were related to travel. So many of these, I think, are expenses that, you know, could be planned ahead for. It's just that perhaps many consumers are focused so much on just the gift giving and then don't realize there's so many other expenditures during the whole holiday season.
And your research suggests these can really add up and, as you said, put stress on people both during and after the holidays are over.
Yes, it was surprising to find that many said that these extra expenditures, you know, put them over the edge into debt, and many end up spending hundreds of dollars on these extra expenses. They actually spend more on these versus actual gifts.
And yet, as you said, it would seem that if you were traveling over the holidays or mail cards every year, that you could plan for these expenses.
Exactly. It's just a matter of starting early to prepare, making sure that you create a budget, and then listing out all the expenditures you think you may have or that, you know, may come up, and as well include a gift list so you know everyone that you're shopping for, and then just make sure that as you go along and you're spending that you're keeping track and monitoring your budget.
Something else you found that's troubling is that people are willing to take significant risks to get the best deal, such as buying from an unknown or unsecure website for these holiday gifts. Can you tell us a bit more about what you found there?
Yes, that was also a little startling that many would risk identity theft for a good Cyber Monday deal. And I'm sure, you know, many of us get into the frenzy of holiday shopping, and it gets very tempting to go for those deals, but it's never worth the risk of identity theft. So consumers should be very careful while shopping online. They should make sure to shop from secure websites, never use public Wi-Fi. And then also a good tip is to use a credit card that has actually a low spending limit. That way, if that credit card information gets stolen, the thief won't be able to, you know, make huge expenditures on it.
And you've developed some other tips for budgeting for the holidays based on your findings here. What else should consumers know?
Well, the most important thing, as I said, is to start early, you know, make your gift list. You know, look out for obviously those sales and coupons early, and then budget for those unexpected expenses. You know, keep in mind all of the parties that you may attend. So you may need to buy a hostess gift, and also you may want to buy new attire. You know, if you have children, there's many activities at children's schools that you may need to be bringing, baked goods for and other little gifts. And then as you go along, make sure to keep track of the spending. Another important tip is to, you know, be careful of taking advantage of all of the retail cards. We know that it's very tempting to take advantage of those coveted discounts when you open a retail card. But if you open too many cards at once, this will definitely have a negative impact on your credit score. You know, looking ahead to 2017, we also asked consumers in the survey what their top resolutions were financially, and 40% said they wanted to save more, and 25% said they wanted to pay off a credit card. So this is really important during the holiday shopping season because you're often using credit, and it gets tempting to perhaps spend more than you can afford, as well as start to open several new credit cards. The important thing to remember is that you're going to have to pay for all of these expenditures eventually, and so going into the new year, you don't want to be saddled with debt. Make sure that you can just spend what you can afford and that you are able to pay your statements in full when they come in after the holidays.
That's Sandra Bernardo. She's the Consumer Education Manager at Experian. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.